anybody still remembers what we used to call inflation? What happened to it?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Support for Economic Pulse comes from West End Associates, offering expertise on residential rental brokerage and property management and personal investment real estate consultation. For information, 610-435-9669 or westendassociates.com.
Before the Great Recession, inflation was rising at a pretty healthy rate, reaching as high as 5.6%. However, the recession wiped out that inflation alongside 8.7 million payroll jobs, a booming housing market, more than 500 commercial banks, as well as thousands of other businesses. At the time, the Fed was busy ignoring or resetting serious banking data alarms before the start of the recession. It eventually discovered that alarms were for real, and to its credit, it then went to town on raising the money supply and helping banks fend off bankruptcy. The Fed rapidly raised the amount of high-powered money into the economy, raising it by more than fourfold. For comparison basis, in the last century, after the German government increased its monetary base by fourfold, its inflation soared to 140%. This is, of course, before they really experienced the real hyperinflation. Here, the Fed more than quadrupled both monetary base and inflation dropped close to zero. There are significant differences. In the first place, the Fed poured money into the economy at a time when the second Great Depression was knocking on the door. The economy was so badly mauled and battered that the velocity of money, that is, the rate of circulation of money, crashed like many other things in the economy. And while a lot more money was being pushed into the economy, since it was circulating at slower and slower pace, it did not cause inflation. And also the fact that the 21st century global economy is very different from the last century's national economies. Back then, there were stringent global trade and currency barriers with a lot fewer tools to deal with bottlenecks than we have now. While still inflation over the last 12 months registered at 2.2%, this is just consumer inflation. As soon as we start looking at asset prices like houses, like stocks, we will see that inflation in those sectors is going through the roof. Despite of having very low consumer inflation, the Fed is slowly reducing the monetary base and has raised its interest rate and is very highly likely to do the same in December. The Fed's approach to the economy, however, may change next year. As the nominee to head the central bank is not an economist, he's not even a banker. The question now becomes, how is he going to manage this largest economy on the face of the earth? This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.